From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with Kevin Dalton and the Tuesday Blooms, coming up on Red Barn Radio.
Thank you very much.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company and their master craftsman Mike Mankel, who creates amazing artistic and functionally superior electric guitars from reclaimed bourbon barrels. Mike's on Facebook and also on the web at bourbonbarrelguitar.com. We also thank The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. The Twisted Cork has live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights and hosts the Red Barn Radio Open Mic every Sunday evening, located at Partner Place just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, they're on the web at twistedcorklex.com. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky. A UNESCO Creative City of Crafts and Folk Art connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Renee Collins and we are here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 561st live performance. Tonight, we are pleased to present another night of great live music with a visit from Kevin Dalton and the Tuesday Blooms. Kevin and the Blooms are Kentucky-based artists providing original music with an eclectic swirl of genre-bending sounds from country, blues, soul, rock, Americana, bluegrass, and all points in between. Remember, blue psychedelicidal hippiegrass is not a genre, it's a way of life. Please welcome tonight's guests in a concert performance on the Red Barn stage, Kevin Dalton and the Tuesday Blooms.
Less ordinary, where the sky was so blind. I met a girl with eyes of mountain berries and lips of butterfly wine. I wish you'd wake up in my bed and steal the covers from me, she said. I wish you'd
the colors on the ground.
down. So if you hand me a match, you better start running fast, 'cause I'm gonna burn it down.
Thank you.
It is a hot time in the old place tonight. That is incredible. Thank you all so much. We're going to learn more about Kevin and the Blooms, and I want to introduce Red Barn Radio's Brad Becker to speak more with Kevin and the Blooms.
All right. Hey, nice to see you, Renee. Well, let's learn. Kevin, tell us about how the Tuesday Blooms came to be.
The Tuesday Blooms came to be in a lot of magical ways. We kind of formed one at a time, and it started out, I had a band before called Fallbush Hill that I did for a few years and released a couple of albums, and there's actually a couple of songs we're doing tonight that are from those old albums. I started with Owen over here on the bass. We started playing a few shows together, and then Joanna and I have been friends for about 5 years and started singing some stuff together, and she was actually a huge follower of my old band is how we met. Spent a lot of time coming to shows and getting to meet her that way, and then found out she was such a great singer, and she's has a music degree in vocal, and done a lot of opera in her past, and a very, very talented vocalist, so started singing with her, and then I was in a bar one night playing, and I was playing by myself, and I hear this guy in the very back of the room with a harmonica, and I'm like, okay, who is that? And I look in the back, and I see this guy, and he was kind of dressed like he is today, except he had a Santa Claus hat on, and I'm pretty sure he had overalls over his tie-dye, so I tell him to come on up and bring his harmonica. So we ended up doing 4 or 5 songs that night, and we've probably done hundreds of shows since then. And then Paul was the last to come along, and kind of the same thing with him. We were looking for a different instrument. We wanted to do something a little unique and not so common to people. So adding a banjo to what we do is, I've always liked banjo in places that it shouldn't be. And this band's probably that exact place, but he makes it sound like it should. So one by one, we became a band.
She held a red mandolin, played it like a sin. In a smoky village room where the kisses taste like gin and stick like fresh marmalade to the sugar sweet charade. Far beneath the jealous moon, she sings a serenade.
Thank you so much.
Where's the name of the band come from?
It's named after my daughter. I have a three-year-old little girl. It's my only child. She's my world, and her name is Magnolia, Magnolia Grace Dalton. She was born on a Tuesday, so, you know, with Magnolia and Tuesday, the Tuesday Blooms was kind of a throwback to her, so that it's kind of named after her.
Teardrops fell on my skin. Remind me of summer when the rains blew in. We kissed in the moonlight, the stars were all wrong. Now my lonesome shadow is dancing alone. But your pretty eyes could have blinded the sun, and I could have swore, baby, you were the one. The chill of the world to the fire. But your pretty eyes could have blinded the sun, and I could have swore, baby, you were the one.
Thank you.
So where are you all from?
I'm from Somerset. Tommy, Joanna, and I are all in Somerset. Paul's a little bit south down in Macquarie County, and Owen lives in Richmond.
Is it complicated getting you guys together to
not
do your
too
practicing?
Bad. As long as Owen can find out where we're at, as long as he can get there. But we usually end up at the same place. Not at the right time, but at least at the same place. Usually.
The songs that you perform, are they songs that you write?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
How do you teach your song to the band?
Well, that's interesting too. I don't know. I wish I knew these numbers, but I don't know exactly how long we've been playing together. I don't know how many shows we've done, but it's in the hundreds. We've never practiced. We've never had a set practice time, ever. So when I write new stuff, we essentially show up at a gig and I pull it out on everybody, and I might show it to Joanna first because she lives close. We're the closest, so she knows the words usually at least. But the rest of these guys hit it on the fly the first time and usually nail it. And the more we play it live, the more it progresses, and that's how the songs come about from all the individual parts. But I'm sure they all hate me for that. But I love it. I love it. And it shows how great that they are, that they can just on the spot, you know, take a new song that they've never heard, and we can perform it, and I have no fear of it at all, you know, because I know that they're going to be right there and grab it.
Well, that's got to be a really nice experience. And I imagine that then the songs take on sort of a life of their own.
That's the cool thing, is you get to hear it progress. You get to hear it become what it should be, you know, because the first time is never going to be the exact right thing for everybody's part. Everybody's going to feel something different once they've done it two or three times, and when it all comes together, it's just more amazing than I ever heard it in my head, you know, writing it alone or anything like that. It's always better than I thought it was going to be.
Well, it occurred to me about an hour ago that maybe we should take things nice and slow, like the sun going up, the sun coming down, waiting in the morning for the biscuits to brown. I light another cigarette and take a toe, pour a cup of coffee for the Holy Ghost, you know. He's been looking for me all year, but you can tell by the look in my eyes I ain't here. Well, it occurred to me on Sunday last, when the preacher spoke about our checkered past, he started throwing stones at all my sins, but he ain't got ain't no end of the wind. I took off a running, trying to search for truth, ran into Joshua Judge and Ruth, you know. They don't
When did you start actually writing songs and coming up with lyrics?
Well, I mean, I started writing really bad songs as a teenager, you know, my early teens. I've written actually over 300 songs, but the majority of those I would never want anybody to hear, you know. So I feel like I've progressed, and I try to progress as a writer as I've gotten older. So I hope that translates to it now. But I love to write, and it's the funnest thing. And again, having it come from, you know, sitting on my porch, you know, starting with an idea or a riff or whatever, and I finish the song, by the time we get here and playing it for you guys, it's amazing to me every time we do it. You know, it's it feels brand new because I always said writing a song is like having a kid, you know, and having 350 kids is a lot of kids. And some of them, you know, you don't want people to see. The ugly ones you want to keep home or whatever. I shouldn't say that, but the ones you're proud of, you know, you want to bring them out and show their trophies and their pictures and everything.
I thought you did a pretty good job of extending that metaphor until you said the thing about the kids.
I know.
When you have a lot of children, there's something that they all have in common. Is there a thematic thread, you would say, that goes through the lyrics of your tunes?
I've said before that I often most commonly, of course, write about women because it's the most complicated subject on the planet.
Women songwriters say the same thing about men.
right. But mostly I write from personal experience, you know, whether it's based on my life or, you know, people I know around me or stories I've heard but for the most part, it's mostly personal experience.
Have you always lived in Kentucky?
Yeah, I have, and pretty much Somerset most of my life. I went to college in Bowling Green at Western for a couple of years and ended up graduating from Eastern in Richmond, but outside of those two areas, have lived in Somerset my whole life.
What'd you do in college? I think I heard you say psychology, right?
Psychology, yeah. I got a psychology degree that, like I said, I used as employment for about 6 months, but I still use it today to control this girl's mind right here.
There ain't enough pills in this bottle. There ain't enough green in these fields. There ain't enough shine from the moonlight to shadow the pain that I feel. There ain't enough rope in the bedroom to keep me here hanging around. Well, you kill all my dreams with a hammer. There ain't no place that I can.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Kevin Dalton and the Tuesday Blooms, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with Kevin Dalton and the Tuesday Blooms after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.